So today, all over Pennsylvania, men and women in similar places of worship are in prayer for our Jewish brothers and sisters. So today, we stand together as a community that rejects hatred and violence, a community where neighbors respect neighbors, where we embrace our religious diversity and we celebrate our differences.
I am recording this audio to talk about Pittsburgh and violence.
It is always only moments away, the terrible things that happen to other people
happening then suddenly to ourselves.
There's a lot of trauma for all of us in trying to understand why certain kinds of violence are recognized and addressed and others are not. Oh, vegetables. Oh, omelet. Capable. Omelet capable. I am omelet capable. Oh. Be brave.
I was watching clips on YouTube of violence in Pittsburgh, and the conversation says, we have to make it possible to identify these people sooner. But my friends, we already do. We turn down countless opportunities to help one another through terrible traumas and experiences. But most often, we choose to ignore them. We choose to say to a person, no, you need to deal with this yourself in a way that doesn't have to do with me. Because everyone is so stressed and afraid. Perpetually. And if anyone would say to me that they are not feeling such a thing, we need your help most especially. Knowing that we say to people so many times on the way to experiences like these, no, you don't really need the help you're asking for. No, you have to deal with that yourself. No, you should do it this way because I did it that way successfully. That's what we say to each other all the time. Who is offering nourishment and safety to people who continue into such a terrible trauma state that they would do violence not only to themselves and to those in their immediate vicinity, but at scale in their community? Why do we not offer support and comfort early? Wouldn't that be a use of our resources that proceeds less wastefully? Why wait until violence is a sure thing to try to identify the signs of someone likely to respond violently? Our culture, we have conditioned ourselves to look away and respect privacy when we sense there is suffering in our proximity. I don't know why.
Surely there are lots of good reasons. And yet this has conditioned us to assume that a number of traumatizing things aren't traumatizing in our communities, where people are suffering terribly and have no language for expressing that thing and have no way of sharing their experience in healing. Therefore, to access any kind of recovery, it is dysbiosis in our society. We can fix it, you and me, by being kind to one another and building more nourishing kinds of community. So that's what we're doing. But there are so many people out there mourning these things and saying, why does this violence happen? And others of us can say, well, we don't want to be rude, at risk to our bodies. But it seems now to us a pretty obvious thing. Because the communities that are crying and screaming when these things happen, when the bomb goes off or there is another shooting, those people don't recognize an enormous amount of suffering happening in their communities perpetually that we could solve together. We could solve collaboratively with kindness and creativity. We could do that now. Why are they able to see when someone is pushed over their edge and shoots a lot of people, but nothing leading up to that thing? We are here trying to share it. We are trying to reach out to people who have had terrible violence done to them and forced to never show it, to never tell another person, to never connect on the subjects that are most needed. And they are suffering and they are alone. And if you traumatize an organism and brainwash it and try to make it believe that its own trauma is normative, I suspect you will end up with violence in your communities. Based so much around what you can and cannot see. We are desperate for this recognition, and we are not violent. But who is there for those who become violent? Sounds like they are our best scapegoats. If we keep driving people over the edge and say, I don't know why it happened, we always have someone to blame. I don't know how we will all survive if we don't change and take responsibility for our interconnectivity. We're interconnected just the same, whether it is something that we can or cannot see. How do we stop violence in our communities?